Welcome, curious ones. Welcome back to Route 37 Podcast. I'm not sure what episode this will be, but welcome. If you have joined me just now, or if you're rejoining me because you're liking my cringe, welcome back. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Got some catching up to do, so I've decided to start listening to the replays of my ramblings. And wow, if you're still here, hats off to you. You either severely dislike me or you're real curious about me. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Wow. Yeah, I'm cringing on the inside a wee bit, deciding whether I should reel in some of my oversharing toxic traits, I guess. I don't know if it's toxic. Excuse me while I pick some apple out of my teeth. I told you this was going to be a real and raw podcast. I don't care what everybody else is doing. This isn't about them. This is about me, myself, and I. Excuse me while I, my nose is running. It's March in Michigan. Still a little chilly. So, yeah, wow. I'm making ankle bracelets for summer because the sun's shining. So for this 37 minutes, I'm going to talk about the last few podcast episodes. God bless you. If you're still here, you are digging the real and raw, no direction, rambling on, no sound quality. Spencer, you're doing a great job. Thanks for being here. Wow. There is a method to my madness. I might not have much direction quite yet, but I have a vision. And it possibly, quite possibly, is a vision only I can see. And I'm no stranger to that. Today I did a story on my Facebook page about not letting anybody talk fear into your plans. Perhaps you have a vision that only you can see. And it's frustrating when you don't have a support system, friends, family, whoever, significant other that doesn't support your passion, your hobby, your dreams, your hopes, whatever it is that you're going after. Just don't quit going after something. Even if you go after something and you miss the mark, you still have more courage than most. It's not always easy heading into the unknown. And that's what this podcast is for me. Wow, I've taken to eating on video and putting it on my Facebook reels to extinguish the remainder of my fat girl shit. It's not easy as a 55-year-old woman to film yourself with no filters. Yes, I wear makeup, but I'm not like putting filters on my face to blur out the 55 years that I have been on this, whatever it is, in this realm. It's cringeworthy, not gonna lie. You sit and think, wow, I wonder what, especially if you're attracted to somebody. I will not go into this next, especially if I meet somebody again. I will not spend an astronomical amount of time worrying about what I look like or trying to hide what I look like, because man, when I would like my last remaining years here, no matter how many I got, even if it's down to the days, even if I had 37 days left, I don't want to spend it worrying about, do I look fat in this? Do my wrinkles show? Do you think he notices? How fucking stupid is that shit? I hope Wherever I get to level up to next. And see, now I'm going to get emotional. Bear with me. Whatever realm or whatever level is next. Wow. I hope it's telepathic. And you are what light you give out. You know, like a dimmer switch. If you're just, I have this neon sign here that never lights up bright anymore. Imagine if people knew that you were having a bad day because you were blinking or you had a, your bulb was dimming a tad. No judgment passed. Perhaps shared energy, I don't know. Wherever it is, I hope it's not like the shit ass realm. We're not nice to one another here. Pardon me while I blow my nose. Knew I wasn't going to be able to do these without getting emotional. I seen a Facebook memory from 3 years ago when I was in the woods having to tell my house goodbye because it sold and crying on camera. Boy, I've come a long way. Wowzers. Pretty proud of myself, not gonna lie. Even though I might sound like a rambling lunatic, this last one seriously shaking on the inside because of some the shit I shared on the last one. But let's play catch up, shall we? I got through Valentine's Day, wasn't spectacular. Got through my birthday. And I noticed on this last podcast, I talked about, I guess we gave him the nickname Festy, the dude that comes and brings me chai teas to blow through my boundaries, even though I've asked him. He does text, but he doesn't directly ask. And here's the thing, I got a problem. You guys, if, why, what's so hard with being direct? I will never understand it. And because I know what he is, and I don't mean this in a bad way, it's just I am a pattern recognition agnist. Hyper vigilant about person like particular personality traits. And or certain things that you have done to your body during a certain era of time. I'm working on that one, but I definitely not gonna. Did I touch upon that one yet? I don't know if that episode has come out, so I don't think I'm gonna talk about that. But anywho, there are certain factors to this particular gentleman that had happened, that's why there's boundaries. And he insults my intelligence, which I don't know if I've explained. It's now become a game for me because I have to protect my energy at all costs. So until my business here in this town is sold, I'm gonna be very creative with how this one plays out. You ever meet those particular personality types that say one thing, but their actions don't align with what they say? That's a red flag. I'm just saying. And even if it isn't, and perhaps that because of my wounding pattern of the last experience that I had, and I'm grateful for all of them, good, bad, or indifferent, got me here, got me sitting in the ick, got me on the microphone talking about my life. Just kind of weird, isn't it? In itself. Sitting here still making bracelets. My message today on Facebook was about not letting anybody talk fear into your plans and cross listening to the podcast today. I'm really right on, I mean, synchronistically, I think dead on, because even my message is even so many, like what, a month later, is still aligning with that one being released today. And I'm supposed to feel this cringe right now. I'm supposed to sit with it. I'm supposed to find, this is how you build direction. This is how I'm mapping out where I want to be headed next. So be it. Where was I going with that? Oh, the date. So to give you a recap, we go out on a date? No. My sister bought me some cupcakes. And Christy and I had a good day. We went thrifting, shared a rolled cake from Arnie's. And if you know what that is, yeah, it's like best drug ever. Used to be our Sunday dinner dessert cake when my mom was alive. Best cake in town for sure. So we did that, and he showed up at the place where I live. So again, miscommunication. And again, I am very observant of how the universe sends certain obstacles, like in this particular person that is pursuing me. Like, I'm very mindful of how the universe is like causing maybe certain miscommunications to happen. And again, this is pure speculation, but anywho. So he showed up at the place where I live, and I told him I was here at the shop and whatever. Again, some of that shit I think is done on purpose. Then again, I am not well all the way, so there's that. And so he drove here, and we had, I forget what I made. This is how memorable this is. I know we had cupcakes for dessert, but I think I made grilled cheese sandwiches or something. I really didn't want to go out. I didn't want to be tempted to have an alcoholic drink. And I didn't want to feel full eating. I've been sticking to my working out routine. I've got to get this 20 pounds off. Stress is a motherfucker. This added cortisol, this up down emotional trying to control every ass pack. Not working for me. Definitely my body's revolting. So definitely working harder on the rebounder, trying to get that in check. Cause I want to feel good in my body again. And I'm doing nicely. My body is responding well. So there's the good news on that. Looking forward to summer. So what are we? March, I should give you the date. Today is March 25th. Yay! Let's hear some noise. We made it to March. Yeah, I'm sitting here still cringing about that last podcast release. Yikes. I'm just being honest. And I guess if that causes me to cringe, so be it. Welcome aboard, everyone. So, I have a feeling Festy knows that I am publicly shaming him every time he brings me a Big B or crosses my boundaries. I'm just documenting it. There is a method to my madness, for me anyway. I don't need you guys to understand. I do. I'm just here publicly displaying it for creative purposes. This will, I think, be my all-time creative baby that will simultaneously heal a lot of remaining like fat girl shit or father wound. It's already healing a lot. Me just eating an apple online is forcing me out of a comfort zone that I'm like, damn, I wish I wouldn't have waited so long. I mean, doing it while I'm still chubby, setting myself up for the haters to be like, damn, she got fat. Damn, she's looking old. Damn. And this is just all might be in my mind because of whatever. But I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I'm really not in a bad headspace. Making bracelets, making ankle bracelets. 3 years ago, I was sitting in a house that was nearly empty after what I thought was the love of my life left me high and dry and took our money. My money. I'm not saying he wasn't a hard worker. But it wasn't all bad. I got to get past the angry part. Wasn't all bad. I'm sure he will eventually find his way, just like Festy. Those types, honestly, I don't know if they even want any self-awareness of why they do what they do. I'm kind of curious as to why I do some of the shit I do. That's how I know I'm getting ready to level up. Because the universe is sending me the festies and the not compatible, the non-alignments to see if I'm still stupid. I'm not. So if one thing, dum-dum, certainly that situation, that experience that I am forever grateful for is, wow, did I learn a lot. Like there are times I lay in bed and as much as I hate where I am at right now, childhood bedroom, I'm grateful. When I say I hate being there, don't think that I'm being like ungrateful, because I'm extremely grateful that I get to have this transition before the next level. And if I had to go back to my roots in the woods where I grew up, then so be it. I'm picking at a hangnail. That's a bad habit, but because I got a little anxiety going on. That last podcast release has got me a little. That's fine. It's just fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. This is how new paths are forged through the cringe. Sitting in the ick. Like my message today. Don't ever let anybody talk fear into your plans. Even if it's a vision that only you see. Do you have a finish line that you got across all by yourself? Don't let the hecklers on the sideline, determine your pace. Keep going. No matter how stupid you look, no matter how many naysayers there are, no matter how many Nelly Olsons are in the room, no matter how crazy you may seem, keep going. Just keep going. Keep going. Because you got this. You really do. We got this. We really do. And I'm gonna ride it till the fucking real wheels fall off. And I mean that wholeheartedly. Whether this plane crashes, just know that this gen Excuse me, is unstoppable, even in failure, even in the ick. I'm going to keep going. And I am going to be seen. I'm going to be seen with my wrinkles. I'm going to be seen with my chub. I'm going to be seen with no makeup. I'm going to be seen naked. And I'm still worthy. Even in all of those states, I am valuable as fuck. Even in the cringe. Even in the cringe, I hold value. Do I know exactly where I'm going and what I'm doing? Nope, sure don't. You think the first early explorers, when they set out with their primitive tools in their lack of direction, cared about the destination? They might have cared a little bit. But it's that process, from how you get from there with your primitive tools and all the things to here with all the things you may have collected, lessons, experiences that become tools. So you can maneuver the unknown. Pave a new way to go after a vision that only you may see. It's okay. It is okay to have a dream, a big one. And here's the best part. It's okay to go after that dream, and perhaps you might not succeed the first few tries. Perhaps you go through your life constantly going after this dream. I'd rather spend a lifetime going after a dream than to give up on one. Right? That's my take on it anyway. How many times I've been shot down, rejected. Could have gave up a long time ago, and there were times I did give up. It showed in my body appearance what I looked like. There was a time I was wearing a 150-pound parka of shame and, oh boy, I didn't want to be seen. Woo-wee! Did not want to be seen at all. And here I am sitting in all my perfections. Letting it be okay to be seen, bare naked, real, raw, authentic as fuck. I guess I never got the memo that we weren't supposed to be the real deal. I mean, I think we all put on a mask at some point to be liked or to be, I don't know, to get the job, to land the deal. Whatever. I mean, we all play roles at some point in this lifetime. Many roles, in fact. But are you self-aware of those roles and how sometimes you may not slip out of them so easily or transition well from one role to another? It's all a dance, isn't it? That's what I love about life. I'm still here. Because I like to dance. We like to party. We like to party. And by party, I mean having the freedom to do what I want. Creating, sitting here in a business that I built, being able to create fun, lively, bright things, whether it's ankle bracelets, macrame, floral design. plant design. This is my freedom. I mean, I would fight to the death to keep this type of freedom. To not work for the man. I know that that could be seen as many things, but I know me, and I know that I do better being my own boss and being able to create on a daily basis, whether that's for monetary gain or not. I feel like I'm missing something if I'm not building something creatively. And don't get me wrong, I have learned to be able to sit in solitude as well. When you can sit with it, when you can sit in the cringe, and when you can sit in the ick and let it just be there without any needing to fix it, needing to rehash it without having to do anything to it. You just sit with it. You let it be what it is, how it is. And you trust that it'll play out the way that it's supposed to, no matter what. You act as if it already has. You align with the frequency of what you're after. You align with your passionate dream. And by align, I mean you take small baby steps, action, something towards. And for me, that started out with I'm going to have a plant store one day, so I better get busy creating an inventory. So for me, it was going and teaching myself how to macrame. It was me starting to make bracelets. I took all my old jewelry and repurposed it. I cut it all apart and took all the beads, and I took all the beads and built them into some other bracelets, other necklaces, and other things that were pretty. And then I put them in a box and stored it away. And in that time, I happened to be involved. I don't like to say the M word, but I was in a coven with somebody that wasn't very supportive of my dreams of having a store again. Because remember, I had had a plant store for a few years, and I loved that portion of me that could be creative. And when I had met this particular individual, when you're having those talks and you're dating and you're future building, he had known clearly that at some point, I would love to have a store or to go on like a what they call like a hippie fest circus, a circuit, where you're doing outdoor festivals, flea markets and such outdoors when it's nice out meeting different people in the summertime, which is totally fun, but it's hard to take tear your store down and put it back up all the time, especially if you wanted to do plants. I kind of always knew, had a feeling that I would be able to relive my floral shop days and right some wrongs. And that's kind of, this has again been a big healing full circle for me, this plant shop included. So when we would talk about such things, he would do very covert things to sabotage any advancement for me in my career. Let's just leave it at that. And basically said, no, you're not doing that. And being in this particular coven, I thought the best, way to heal and keep the peace was to just build things and not include him in my plans because he would talk fear into them, or he would pretend to be supportive and get my hopes up. And then I would be like, oh, he's finally coming around. And then be like, true narcissistic fashion, be, extinguished rather quickly. So my little Facebook story Today couldn't have been more of a perfect alignment of timing with this podcast. Because here I am sitting in the plant boutique that I guess 4 years ago now I was building an inventory for. Again, don't ever let anybody talk fear into your plans or your dreams or your passions, because it's just them projecting their fears onto you. So just ignore that. Protect your energy. So back to that little podcast thing. Let's play catch up. So the last one that I was listening, we were recapping Valentine's Day, my birthday, made it through. St. Patty's Day has came and went. I made and painted cardboard St. Patty's clover leaves for the store. I've been staying busy. There have been a few more interests in the store sale, so that's good. Not dead in the water yet. Just gonna keep on trucking. Gonna keep on creating, and I'm gonna keep on keeping on. That's all I can do, right? Pretty proud of myself. Pretty proud of myself that I look over and we're at 31 minutes. 31 minutes. Starting to get a hang of this. Once I get past the cringe, we should be all set. Really appreciate any of you all that are still listening or bearing with me or just plain nosy and want to know where I'm headed with this. Thanks for being here. I really do appreciate you being along for the ride on Route 37 podcast, where I take you on a winding ride of not only my stories, but the stories of others. So, anybody out there wanting to be a podcast guest, I have a few of y'all that are on my wish list. I don't even know if I dare say this out loud. I might as well because I'm already in the cringe. So I do have a few podcast guest wish list guests, I guess, on my list that I want to talk to on here. Maybe you're one of them. Maybe you should reach out to me. I would love to chit chat. There's some of y'all out there. Woo-wee, you make my mind tingle, and I love it. Woo! Be an honor to have you on my podcast. Would love to be able to talk with a high-level mind. John and I have some great conversations. John's one of our episodes together, again, as raw can get. But I enjoy our banter. I enjoy that we can hold a conversation together and we have a particular serve and volley. I love that. Love, 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 love that type of flow. So if you're wanting to sit with me, even if we got to sit in your cringe or sit in your ick, I'm your Huckleberry. Let's do this. Contact me on the Facebook digits. All the fun things. Come find me. Let's have a chit chat. Works pretty well. I think I got that narrowed down. If you're not like got OCD and worried about what you sound like on, because again, we're not here for high quality sound. We're here for the story. We're here for the message. We're here just on a wing and a prayer. I'm a winger. Have I mentioned that? I'm not a planner. So here we are, still trucking. So funny, my Facebook memories, because as you know, I like to religiously relive my Facebook memories to see how far I have come. in the last 12, I guess, years, 12 or 11 years. Sometimes it's 12, sometimes it's 11. Who knows? And you know, there is a method to my madness on Facebook. Maybe you don't, but now you do. There's a method to my madness in everything I do. Soon, I suspect you'll catch on to that. I reckon. So moving forward, that's where we're at. Business is still listed, getting some bites. I'm still trucking, I'm still being creative, and by golly, rent is paid another month. Here we go. Here we go. So I'd love some of your feedback. Pop into my message box at the Route 37 podcast and give me some of your, whether it be brutal or not, give me some of your honest feedback because I would love to hear where you think I'm headed. It's not easy paving a new road. I'm not here trying to be like everybody else. I'm here trying to be like me, myself, and I. And I don't know. See what comes of it. You never know. Come join me. Well, we're at 36 minutes and 52 seconds. I'm going to start the sign off now as I make more jewelry and be extremely grateful in the ick of how I got from there to here. We got this, y'all. We do. Don't ever let anybody tell you any different. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being in the cringe with me. I feel less alone, and that truly matters to me. So, think of those podcast topics. Come sit with me. Or I will travel. I'll come to you if you want. So, let me plant that seed. So, Route 37, this is Jen signing off. I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks for being here. Bye.